Track 30, Unit 5, Listening 1, Part 4, Multiple Choice.
Few of us would admit to actually enjoying doing the housework, so getting our teenage children to do their fair share is no easy task. Deborah Chilton, the author of a new parenting book, The Stress-Free Guide to Bringing Up Teenagers, is here to give us a few pointers. Deborah, where do we start?
Well, as you say, it's not easy. But if we're aware of what we're trying to achieve and why, then the battle is half won. Getting teenagers to contribute to housework has so many benefits. It's an ideal way of teaching them what it means to belong to a family and a community. They also learn to take on more responsibility as they approach adulthood. And they pick up some useful skills on the way too. Knowing all this gives parents the strength they need to see their goals through.
Right. And at what age should teenagers begin helping out with the housework?
Long before they reach adolescence. Teenagers are naturally resistant to being told what to do, and suddenly asking them at 14 or 15 to take on chores when they've never done anything to help before, well, let's just say it doesn't meet with a very positive reaction. Parents often fail to take advantage of the fact that young children are quite happy to make their bed, tidy their room, lay the table or wash the dishes. So get them started early and you'll find it easier later on.
And what sort of things can teenagers do?
Cleaning, washing, ironing, anything really. Planning and cooking a meal each week is excellent training and teaches teenagers how much time and effort goes into putting food on the table. Whatever they do, just be sure to explain to them carefully how to do it first. My son once almost tried to wash the toaster in the sink while it was still plugged in.
Oh dear.
Yes. Teenagers will make mistakes, and that's part of the learning process. But it's best to try and avoid them before they actually happen.
Indeed. And what if your teenage son or daughter decides not to do a chore? What then?
Well, it's a good idea to make their contribution something that's important to them as well. That way, if it's not done, they're the ones to suffer. So, for example, if they don't do the washing, they won't have clean clothes for a party. If they don't do the shopping, they can't eat. They'll get the idea eventually.
So you wouldn't consider handing out punishments?
Only as a last resort. They tend to cause bad feeling and resentment. If things don't get better, sit down together and remind them of their duty to other family members and the need to work as a team. And for the same reasons, don't give financial rewards for completing chores. Housework is an obligation rather than a choice, and no one gets paid for doing it.
If only we did. So, housework has to be done and that's it.
Yes, but there's still room for some negotiation. Understandably, teenagers like to feel they have at least some say in the matter. So whilst the chore itself is not negotiable, when it is carried out might be. In fact, rather than say to your teenage child, "Could you load the dishwasher?" to which they could answer, "No," ask them instead, "Would you like to load the dishwasher before or after the film?" That way, there's an element of choice and the job gets done sooner or later.
Very clever. I like that.
Yes. And I would just like to say that although domestic duties can be a pain, they can also be a welcome distraction. Teenagers generally have a lot on their minds, whether it's schoolwork, friendship problems or boyfriend-girlfriend issues. Vacuuming the carpet, cutting the grass or cleaning the car provides an alternative focus and helps take a teenager's mind off his or her daily concerns.
Certainly, and that's a very positive note to finish on. Deborah, thank you for coming in.